Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1043, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So, an interesting question. Of course, we're in the middle of Simon Reish Yud Aleph, the halachas of Kadima Bebrachos, what bracha comes first. We started talking about last shir at the end, all the way at the end. We spoke about, first of all, if you have a larger item, a smaller item, and there's no other issues with it, like shleimim, there's no, they're both complete or whatever, these type of things. It's not a question of minshiv or whatever. Just one is larger, one is smaller. So we did say he brings down the dirshu, sheberach ala gadol mi beinim. He brings from the Das Torah. Try and take the larger one. So that's another thing. We see larger and smaller, we take the larger one. But he brings interesting thing, which I ended off the last shir from Rav Eliashiv, that when we talk about Sholem, now getting back to not the large and small, but what about the complete? Is there, does somebody have to take a complete item? I have two cutlets in front of me. Let's say I have chicken cutlets, right? Or I have chopped meat patties, or these type of things. So is there an inyan to take the complete one over there? After we always take a shalem, we always try and take a complete one. Again, we want to keep in mind, why shalem? What's the big thing? We keep on going back to that famous story we spoke about. There was a person who taka she didn't really know too much halacha, but she knows that shalom, complete, you make a bracha on a complete item to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to make a bracha in the most complete, most beautiful way that it could be done. Just the concept of it that a Halakha Yid understands. We make a bracha to Hashem in the best possible way. So getting back to what we're talking about, Shalom, when we have complete not. So buy fruit, I understand. Good, I have an apple, one cut apple, that apple that's cut in half. I have two apples. Doesn't make a difference. I'm going to take either this, either that. I have one apple that's cut in half, and I have a complete apple, or I'm going to eat both apples, whatever. So should I make the ha'etz on the apple that's complete or on the apple that's cut in half? So the answer is you take the shalem, you take the apple that's cut in half. Well, I have grapes, let's say. They're both min shiva, right? There's no question over here. Min shiva, not min shiva, they're both, there's two grapes. One is cut in half, right? We spoke about last time the beria, not to eat a complete grape. I'm not going to get into that right now, but be it as it may, but I have a half a grape, I have a full grape, let's say. But the bottom line is you do have shalem over here. That's the problem. So that halacha, I don't want to get into. I'm not so clear about that. In other words, that could be maybe would the halacha would differentiate a little bit over there. In other words, we spoke about not to eat a berry, not to eat a whole grape. If I'm not eating a kezias of grapes b'chdei achilas pras. In other words, I'm not eating the right amount in the right amount of time to make a al ha'etz, to make a after bracha on the grapes. So then we say, don't eat a whole grape, just eat half grapes. So always cut the grape. So that over there, the halacha l'chayru would be different. Because of the fact that there's a siba, you have a condition that why I don't want to eat a whole grape, right? I want to cut the grape. In other words, make the bracha on the shalom. What do you mean? It's best to make the bracha on the complete grape, and if you have a cut up grape, so that'll go along with the ha'etz. But I'm doing it. I'm cutting the grape in half because I don't want to eat the berry. I don't want to eat a complete grape because I don't want to run into the suffix of having to make a al ha'etz. So I have a reason to do it. Okay, so that's a different situation. But let's say I have two grapes, I have a whole bunch of grapes, and for sure I'm eating the right amount of grapes in the right amount of time with b'chdei achilas pras. I'm eating a kezias of grapes, no problem. It's not a question of eating a complete grape, whereby it's a suffix of maybe I'll have to make a after bracha on one grape because it was a complete grape. I'm eating the right amount of grapes in the right amount of time, whatever that is, depending on the type of grapes, the size of grapes, and so on. So now the question is, but should I make the bracha? One grape is cut and one grape is complete. So then I make the bracha on the complete grape because it doesn't make a difference over here. As far as the after bracha, I'm going to be eating a kezias anyways, which is what should be done. One should be make sure to eat a kezias of grapes to get themselves out of the problem of beria, of eating a complete item, whereby it's a question, do you make it after bracha or not? Okay, I mean, I just want to say, halacha l'maisa, if somebody just ate one grape or less than the share of grapes, just going off the subject a minute, then even though it is a machlokes, one would not make the after bracha. Let's say I did not eat the right amount of grapes in the right amount of time. I ate two grapes, which is for sure not going to be the right amount. Well, I ate one grape. I made a ha'etz, right? It's just talking a minute about the grapes, because it's a popular thing which comes up all the time. I ate one grape, that's all. So one should be careful to cut it in half, taka, before they make the ha'etz. Cut it in half. make the ha'etz and eat it like that. Because if you eat the whole grape, then you're running into the question of, do I make the after bracha, do I not? But if somebody did eat one whole grape, one should be careful not to make the after bracha, even though it is a question. We don't put ourselves into that situation, but if they did do it, since it's suffik bracha, it's a suffik bracha, it's a machleich, a suffik bracha lehakel, we are makel, we do not make a bracha when it's case in time of a suffik, so therefore, we would not make the after bracha in that case, but one should be careful not to put themselves into that situation. Okay, we're getting off way on a tangent, but I just want to just finish off with what we started with. But something like, so does it apply only to fruits? Complete, not complete, right? Apple, orange, I understand. Complete, not complete. I take the shalem, the full. But is it only by fruits, or is it by anything else? So he brings from Rav Eliashiv. No, it applies. He brings in ice number 8 in Simon Reish Yud Aleph, which is our Simon. Does the deer shoot? The Dirush brings down ice number 8 from Rav Eliashiv, was quoted by from the Sefer Zayis HaBracha, that it would apply to anything. It would apply to even if it wasn't like created like that. It's not like a fruit, like for a natural type of a thing. In other words, a person put it together. He says, could go in like tzitza, like when they cut cutlets, right? Cut up cutlets or chop meat patties or even a cookie, let's say. You want to take the complete one. These are things which were not, it didn't grow on a tree. It didn't grow. I have a full pear, right? So that grew on a tree. I have a full apple. It grew on a tree. It's a natural type of a thing, right, that Hashem made grow. But over here we're dealing, it was made. Good. A person made the cutlets. A person made the cookie or whatever. But one is complete, one not. So he says, even over there, so he says, he brings from Rav Eliashiv that Shaykh Milas Shalom, even the halachas of Shalom would apply also. So it would apply to anything. Okay, well, let me put that. I just want to read from the Sefer of Zayis HaBracha on page 126, where he does bring it down in page 126, ice number 9. So he brings like these, Getzitzeis Bosa Shlema, like these, or Kadur, also Mi Bosa Teichen, like chopped meat bullies, the chopped meat patties, right? Or you have, that's a Kadur, also Mi Bosa Teichen, or you have these cutlets, right? That again, a person made. It's not a natural thing. And so you have that. And you have pieces of chicken. He says, the point to us, wife, make the bracha on the chopped meat patties or on the chicken cutlets, on the complete one, on the one that's complete. And as a wife, and the pieces of chicken will fall under that same shahakal that was made in the complete item. Sholem koidim. He says the one that's complete comes before the one that is cut, and he brings this that he heard it from one of the Gedolim, which is Rav Eliashiv. It looks like Shagam Shalom Bidei Adam Nikra Shalom, that just because a person made it, it would still be considered Shalom. That's how the Dirshu brings it down from Rav Eliashiv. So it would be the same thing by cookies, for example. Somebody's making a mazonos on cookies. One is a broken cookie, one is a full cookie. You make the bracha on the full cookie. You'll say, what do you mean? It didn't grow on the tree. But it doesn't matter, even if it was made by a person. A human being is the one who made it. But in case of cutlets and chopped meat and cookies and whatever the case might be, we always try and make the bracha on the complete one. So b'chol, right, that's how we end off. Shebechol min Michael shayich milas shalom. That shebechol, again, quoting from Rav Eliashiv, he does, Shebechol min Michael shayich milas shalom. This shalom thing, this shalom category goes on everything, all types of foods. Very interesting. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.